in the spirit of David Beitei Ma'atoyev, learning real kachem right now, just to talk different parshas Hashavua, Digi Inyanim, related to Akedas Yitzchak, specifically the kachem component. The Gemara in Masechtes Vachim, Daf Samech Beis Amid Aleph, discusses when the Yidden came up to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash, how did they know where the Mokim HaMizbeach is? We know the Rambam's Loshen in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Beis HaBchiru, we've mentioned it so many times, that the Mokim HaMizbeach Mechuvin Hu BeYosef, Ve'en L'shana Yisoysoy Mim Koymoy. Right? It's such a sensitive matter to make sure that you get the Mokim HaMizbeach right, mamish to a science. And the question is, when the Yidden came up in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, after the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, Aru Ada Yisoid, but there was mamish no remnant of the Beis HaMikdash, so how did they know where the Mokim HaMizbeach was? And the Gemara gives different suggestions. One pshat the Gemara says is, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Afrei Shal Yitzchak Ro'u Shamunach Ba'isem Mokim. They saw the Afer of Yitzchak Avinu there, and they knew where the Akedah had taken place, and had taken place on the Mokim HaMizbeach. So when they saw the Afer of Yitzchak, they chapped exactly where the Mokim HaMizbeach was. There's a similar Gemara in Masechtes Brachos. This is also on Daf Samech Beis. Daf Samech Beis on the Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that talks about there was a mageifa in Yerushalayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to bring a terrible hashchasa. And it says, Ukehashchis ro'o Hashem vayinoch. As this hashchasa is taking place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees something, and because of what the Eibishter saw, vayinoch he had a nechama. And the Gemara brings a discussion. Different Amayra'im said, what exactly was it what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw? V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, you want to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw? Afrei Shal Yitzchak Ra. He saw the Afer of Yitzchak Avinu. Shenemar Elikim Yirolei Aseh Lo'ilu B'nei. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Afer of Yitzchak, and when he saw the Afer of Yitzchak, Vayinochen, he decided, the Afer of Yitzchak, that's Chus, God HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop to do this in him. Another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masechtes Tainis, Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the ritualistic procession that took place when it hadn't rained for a very long time, or Al Kolsar Shalai Tava, if the Yidden never had a fast, and Begoyzer Tainis, see what's the different things that they used to do. One of the things they did was, is they would take Efer, and they would put it Beroish Kol Echad Ve'echad. Says the Gemara, V'lama Noisnen Efer Beroish Kol Echad Ve'echad. Why did they do this minig? Pligi Bar Rav Levi Bar Chama Rav Chanina. It was a Machloikis Rav Levi Bar Chama and Rav Chanina. One said, what they were trying to say was, Hare onu chashuvim lefanecha ke'efer. They wanted to humiliate themselves. We're so humble, we feel so nidderig right now, we feel like efer. The other one said, Kidei sheyizker loy afrei shel Yitzchak. They were trying to be ma'orer, the zikaron of the efer of Yitzchak, and they would put efer, this inyan, Kidei sheyizker loy afrei shel Yitzchak. That's what they're trying to accomplish. Again, this inyan of afrei shel Yitzchak. One last chazal. This is a Rashi in Chumash, everybody knows. It's in Parshas Bechu Kosei, it's in the Parsha of the Teichecha. The pasuk says, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, V'afes brisi Yitzchak, V'afes brisi Avram Esker, V'ha'aretz Esker. So HaKadosh Baruch in the middle of the Teichecha says, I'm going to remember the Avis. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, V'afes brisi Yitzchak, V'afes brisi Avram Esker, V'ha'aretz Esker. So Rashi brings from Teres Kayanim, that the Teres Kayanim asks, why is it that it says the word Zechira by Yaakov, it says the word Zechira by Avram, it doesn't say the word Zechira by Yitzchak. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, V'afes brisi Avram Esker. But when it comes to Yitzchak, it just says, V'afes brisi Yitzchak. It doesn't say the word zikaron. So it says Rashi, V'lama loy nemer schir b'yitzchak. Elo, afrei shel Yitzchak nira lefanai tzavar umunach al mizbeach. Because HaKadosh Baruch always looks at the mizbeach, and he always sees the Efer of Yitzchak. And being that he always sees the Efer of Yitzchak, he doesn't have to remember it. You only have to remember something that's out of sight, right? But if you see it, then you don't have to remember it. It's right in front of you. And being that Afrei Shel Yitzchak is nira lefanai tzavar umunach al mizbeach, so it's for that reason, it's not something that ever has to be remembered. But we have four chazals that we just quoted. We have Zvachim Samach Bezam and Aleph, that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, how did the Yidden, the Oyvei Bavel, know where the Makom HaMizbeach was? Afrei Shal Yitzchak Rosh Shemunach Ba'is HaMakom. We have the Gemara Bracha Samach Bezam and Bez, where Shmuel said that this pasuk that says, Ukahashchiz Ra, Hashem Vayinochem, Ma Ra, there's four pshatim in the Gemara. Shmuel says, you want to know what he saw? He saw Afrei Shal Yitzchak, and that was Ma'irir of Vayinochem by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the Gemara Tainis Tezayin and Marav, that the Yidden used to put Efer when they fasted. Why? And again, we have Rashi and Chumash who brings Lamaloy Nemar Schir B'Yitzchak, because Afrei Shal Yitzchak is near the fun night. So there's no reason to. But we have four Chazals, and there's more, by the way. But four Chazals that mention this idea of Afrei Shal Yitzchak, V'kana Ben Shoyel. What does it mean, Afrei Shal Yitzchak? Yitzchak never became Efer. The Akeda never happened. Avraham Avinu wanted to do it. He was about to do it. But as he took the Macheles, Lishchot Es Benoi, all of a sudden the Malach came, and the Malach said, Al Tishlach Yodcha Al Anar, Val Tasloi Me'umo, Kiyata Yodati. But the bottom line is, it never happened. So if it never happened, what's Pashup Shad and all these Chazals? What does it mean, Afroi Shel Yitzchak? The Marsha, he mesecht this brachis daf samach beis amid beis. On that Gemara asks this kasha, and the Marsha says, "What does it mean Afrei Shal Yitzchak? Hainu efer oisay haseh sheba tachas Afrei Shal Yitzchak. What it means is the efer of the seh that was brought tachas Afrei Shal Yitzchak." What does this mean? So the Mashiach quotes Rashi that we spoke about last night, where Rashi says that when Avraham Avinu brought the ayil, the pasuk says he brought it tachas benoi. And what does it mean that he brought tachas benoi? So the Hilgi Rashi, I'll call avoyde she'asam imenu hoye mispalo va'omer yiratzin shetezu kilo asuya b'vni kilo b'ni shachet kilo dami zara kilo b'ni mufshet kilo hu nikta v'nasedeshet. The point is that the geder of the ayil that was brought la'ayla, it was tachas benoi. It was Tmura Shal Yitzchak. It was Bimkan Yitzchak. Ad kidei kach, yiratzen shetezu kihilu asuya bivni. So this Lashon of Afrei Shal Yitzchak is really a misnomer. What it means is the Efer of that Seh that was brought Tachas Yitzchak. But being that the Seh has a Sheiches to Yitzchak, because it's Tachas Yitzchak, the Avodas in the Seh are Ki'ilu Hi Asuya Bivni. It's for that reason we refer to it. We refer to it, says the Marsha, as Afrei Shal Yitzchak. But Avad Al Derech HaPshat, says the Marsha, we don't mean literally Afrei Shal Yitzchak, because there was no Afrei Shal Yitzchak. Yitzchak never turned into Efer. This is what the Marsha says in Brachas Daf Samech Beis, and L'chayra, that is very, very much the Pashup Shat. But I'll tell you a Dover Chadash that I saw in the Megalim Chadashim from Agoyim Rav David Yoyah Weiss. And that is as follows. The Pasuk says that Vayavoyu al amokim asha omar loyu alokim. Vayivin sham Avram is hamizbeach. Avram Avinu built a mizbeach. Vayarech es ha'etzim. And he took the etzim and he laid them out on the mizbeach. Vayakoy des Yitzchok benoi. And then he tied up his son Yitzchok. Vayosem oisei ala mizbeach mimalo etzim. And he placed him on the mizbeach on top of the etzim. So the pasuk says Avram Avinu is getting ready. Avram Avinu takes the etzim. Vayarech es ha'etzim. Top of the Mizbeach. Then he takes Yitzchak and he ties him down. That's why it's called Akedas Yitzchak. And now he even takes Yitzchak and he puts him on the Mizbeach. We're on the Mizbeach. Mimaloit. Vayishlach Avram es Yodoy. And then he lifts out his hand. Vayikach es Amachelos Lishchot es Benoi. And then all of a sudden everything comes to a screeching halt. What about the fire? Avram Avinu had fire, right? And you know Avram Avinu had fire. The Pasuk says he took fire with him. In fact, Yitzchak said that hinei ha'esh v'ha'etzim v'ayeh yaseh lo'ayla v'yikach b'yodeh yaseh ha'esh v'esam ha'cheles, the pasuk says, right? So there's a few mentions of the fire. When Avram the Maisa takes the etzim and he lays them out on the mizbeach, don't say anything about the fire. It just says v'yarech es ha'etzim v'yakid es Yitzchak b'noi v'yosem bo'yisni ala mizbeach mimalo etzim, and then he's ready to go ahead and do the shechita. So what about the fire? So Rav David Yoyah Weiss brings from the Abar Benel, who says, Al Derech HaPshat, it's Poshit that Avram Avinu didn't light the fire yet. He's going to first shecht Yitzchak, and then after he shechts him, he's going to do some sort of Akhtara. He's going to light the fire on the Eitzim, and then afterwards, there's going to be some sort of Sreifa. But at this point, Yitzchak is just lying on the Eitzim. There's no fire. Avada, the fire is there. Hinei Yoyesh V'Eitzim. The fire is there. Oh, but this second, Achshav, right now, he hadn't put the fire yet on top of the Eitzim. But if you take a look at the Radak, says Rav David Yoel Weiss. On this pasuk, the Radak says, "Vayaroich es ha'etzim orchom al ha'esh." He put them on top of the fire. Lahadlikom. To light the etzim. He put it on top of the fire. Now, the pasuk doesn't mention the fire, I hear. But the bottom line is, the Radak, one of the Rishonim, says, Mefurish, that when the etzim were put down, the etzim were taka put down on top of the fire. The truth is, it's Mefurish and Pirkei Rav Eliezer. Pirkei Rav Eliezer, this is in Perek Lamed Aleph, says, Koshash shtei yod v'shtei raglav. Avraham Avinu took and he tied down Yitzchak Avinu's two hands and his 2 feet. V'okte al gabi mizbeach, and he tied him on the mizbeach. V'herich es ho'esh. And then he went and he prepared the fire. V'es ho'etzim. And then he put the etzim on top of the fire. V'herich oisay aleihem. And he put Yitzchak on top of the etzim, which is already on top of the fire. V'nosan ragloi olav k'derech shodam oisay v'shosha shoychet esa behemah k'desh loy tiva. Right, he held Yitzchak down, because you imagine the fear and what's going on over here. V'im etz nezroye v'shtear voice of olav. And his mama, she's putting his whole weight on him to v'sholach yodoy v'lokach esa macheles. And then all of a sudden the voice comes out and says, al tishlach yodchel anar, don't go a step further. Oh, it's mefurish in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that's what happened. If you take a look at the Radal in his pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, zok the Radal, the emes is kan loy niska b'mikra arichas ha'esh kla. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that the fire was there. It's not mentioned anywhere in the pasuk. Rak the sphirale. It's mistabed Rabbi Eliezer Godel held she also kiseder v'din ha'karbon, that he followed the laws of kachem and he brought that keder the way you're supposed to bring a carbon. Now, when it comes to a carbon, the pasuk says v'nosnu esh ala mezbeach v'orchu etzim alo esh v'darshina b'teres kayanim etzim afur shebraisna etzim alo esh v'lo esh alo etzim. And this was a carbon as zoy dafman brangin. When you go ahead and you're mesadded the etzim on the mezbeach, it has to be etzim alo esh v'lo esh alo etzim. And if that's the case, they had to be ace first, and then after there were ace. So said Rab David Yoel Weiss, Lule de Mistafina. Maybe you could say, just picture this: Yitzchak Avinu is lying right now in a fire. Can you imagine what this fire looked like? It's not like a little stovetop fire. It's a real fire, and he's lying on the fire. And now Avram Avinu takes the macheles, lishchet es benoy, and then the baskel comes out and says, stop, don't go any further. Abibizin al tishlach yotche elana. You know what? Is mistabra and Yitochin happened to Yitzchak? He got a little bit burnt. And if he got a little bit burnt, there was Afer. That could be, is the Afresh of Yitzchak. Avadi wasn't burnt with Gamri. That's not what happened. Oh, but he was a shtickle burnt. And being that he was a shtickle burnt, he was a shtickle burnt, so it could be al derech pshat, as if he's a state in the Radak, and it's mavur and pirkut Rabbi Yezer with the pirish haradal. It's that little sray for the fact that he got singed. That's the afrishal Yitzchak. And that is afrishal Yitzchak. Mamish, the Marsha says in pshat, in the narrative, I don't have a mahalach of what it would mean, afrishal Yitzchak. The terrace is this what's going on over here. That means he brings. And the truth is, if you want to be ma'ayin in this a little bit more, tein l'chacham yach gamoid, if you look in the Radal, later, here in his Pirish, in Perek Lamed Aleph, it's Ois Nun Tes. The Radal brings a Medrash that says that Yitzchak Avinu burnt Legamri when he was on the Mizbech. Right, we know Chazal say that it was Parcha Nishmasi. Which, just to be clear, the fact that Chazal say it was Parcha Nishmasi has nothing to do with the Sugya. Because Parcha Nishmasi just means he chalished, right? That's what it means. It was Parcha Nishmasi of the overwhelming nature, spiritual, physical, what was going on over here. But nothing happened to his goof. That wouldn't explain the Afrei Shal Yitzchak. But there is a Medrash that says that he burnt Legamri. And the Eibishter was Mechayim Esim. Abba Rav David Yoel says, you don't have to get into all that. You could say, Al Derech Hapshat. L'maisen, he was lying on top of the fire. And mean that he was lying on top of the fire, abyssal, he got burnt. That little bit that he got burnt is Afrishal Yitzchak. And if that's Afrishal Yitzchak, it could be, that's what's going on over here. V'divrei pi chachem chen.